story from chapter 7, Joshua. At last, the children of the Israelites were ready to enter the promised land. God appointed a new leader. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot. As I promised Moses, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. After many years, God delivered a final message through Joshua. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from the vineyards and olives groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Joe. Let us pray. Dear God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. Last week, we experienced this passing of the staff, or handing off of the torch, that we would call it, right? This leadership that the Israelites had with Miriam and Aaron and Moses, but upon his death, it got passed to Joshua, and he became the new leader. Moses and his siblings didn't go to the promised land that they had worked so hard to get to, that they had spent years and years traveling to, that they had led people to get to. Miriam died, Aaron died, and before Moses died, he got a glimpse of that land. And he made one last speech, Moses did, to the Israelites, as recorded in Deuteronomy 32 and 33. He said, take to heart all I have said, and teach your children. For there, these are no empty words, but the words of life. By this word you will live long in the land God has promised you. Choose life. I invited you to think about how all of this wandering, the years of being so close yet so far from the promised land, the need of the Israelites to stay connected to God, how that affected their lives. People who were once slaves in Egypt but now free, but living in this uncertainty. And I asked you to consider, how we too are sometimes wandering from God, sometimes going where God calls us to do, but that during that time, how we must choose life. We must choose the relationship, choose to be active and loving participants in the relationship, that we will make our own mistakes. We will, but we need to own them and then own the work that it takes to rebuild that connection. And this week, we get to the story of Joshua, the next leader of the Israelites. He was one of the 12 that were sent ahead as spies to the land, to survey the land in which God had promised him. And now he is the one that God is speaking to with words of great encouragement. God said to him things like, "So I will be with you. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful and obey. No one will be able to stand against you." God said, "I will be with you." Those are really encouraging words that would feel great for anyone of us to hear. But for Joshua, they were words that also meant that the God of his ancestors was with him. That the God that offered them life and freedom was with him, accompanying him, promising, encouraging, and asking him to lead. That the God that they had learned to trust and obey was going to continue to be present for them. And so into this new land they went. 12 tribes went because there were 12 sons of Israel. Israel was Abraham's grandson, and Abraham was the one who God promised to make a great generation through whom God was going to bless all people. We read about Abraham like 5 weeks ago, so it feels like it just happened, right? I mean, at least for me. But from Abraham to Joshua is 600 years. It took 600 years for the fulfillment of this promise of God's story. 600 years of waiting, 400 of those in Egypt, and the last 40 wandering around the desert. Yeah. But these same tribes that were now entering this promised land, they're not the same people, per se. Their generations have been born and died since that first promise to those who are going in. And all of this has started and continued and gone through these generations of life. And yet it's the same people that God has promised. And a couple of them said they felt like grasshoppers. Remember that last week? He said, "We can't go there. We're like grasshoppers, and they're like huge and strong and mighty, and they're going to squash us." Yeah, that's what one of those 10 spies said, grasshoppers compared to those people living in Jericho. And we can imagine what that might have felt like, this impossible task that they should walk into a city that was so well built and after they had been living in tents in the wilderness. About how it must feel to stand up to people that had it all put together. They had an army in Jericho. They had prosperous kingdoms. They had tools enough to build a walled city. I like to think that they had that they had all the things they needed, the resources in those cities, and these people had lived without for so long. So this idea of entering into Jericho would have scared any, but it really scared these folks. And yet they believed in God's promise. But even with their strong belief, they were nervous. As we heard, or as you may read in the story, they took that city in a very unlikely way. They followed God's plan, as absurd as it sounded, and it worked. Do you remember the story? God said, "Go walk around the city, all of you, for 6 days in a row, and take with you some priests." I think it was 6 or 7 priests. "And at the end of that first walk, have them blow their trumpeting horn. Then go back to bed and rest and come back and do it the next day." They did that for 6 days. On the 7th day, they were to walk around the city 7 times. And at the end of the 7th time, they were all supposed to shout at the same time. And when that happened, the Bible says that the wall came down. And all were crushed except for Rahab's family, the prostitute who had helped the spies. Unlikely people. Yeah. But this absurd plan of God, it worked. They conquered this first city, and it turns out after that, it was the first of many cities that they conquered. They only ones spared were the ones that tricked Joshua into a peace treaty. One city tricked Joshua into a peace treaty. So they had to become partners, alliances. In one city alone, 12,000 were left dead, including women and children. And that was just one of the many cities listed. This was a hard chapter for me. I kept looking for joy. I found some on page 99. If you have the book, page 99, there's one line. It says, "Then the land had rest from war." Then the land had rest from war. After all of this conquering and destruction, then the land had rest from war. I think I've been hearing about peace for like my whole life. I feel like it's always been a topic, not only in worship and prayer, but in the world. I have this mantra that repeats in my head, peace for the Middle East. Yeah. Now, I don't know if it's the Middle East that needs the peace right now or which area of the country of the world that we would say needs it the most, right? But that keeps going through my head. I don't know where the most turbulent places are, but I think that peace, yes, is needed everywhere. And yet, I was left this week wondering if peace is ever truly going to be possible. When I read the scripture like this from Joshua. Upon reflection, I guess this makes me a bit of a New Testament believer, one that needs Jesus in order to connect well with God. I guess I do. How about you? I love to think about God, who utilizes us to make love known in the world. I don't think this Old Testament story, or many that I have read, helps me to understand that God of love, so much as a God who wanted God's name known. I want to focus on love. Like the unconditional love that a child, young child, gives their parents. I like to think about the ways that we can love and serve others. And sometimes that's hard because we know them and we don't really like the way they do life, right? Or we don't know them and so we don't know how to love and serve them in a way that's life-giving. I like to think that we are God's people who are trying to make peace in the world. I like to think about how flawed or weaknesses aside, we are still invited to serve. We may lack particular skills that would otherwise be looked for in leaders, and yet we still get to be utilized for the greater good of this world. I like to think about, for what have I been called? For what have we been called? And are we willing to trust and obey long enough to complete the mission? And these last 6 weeks of reading are not very encouraging in those realms. But as recorded in Scripture, Joshua had a farewell address as well. And in it, he reminded the people of how far they had come. And he reminded them that there are choices left for them, namely, to choose whom they will serve. He stated boldly that for his household, they would serve the Lord, the God of their ancestors, that had brought them to this promised land. And the people gathered in that moment, agreed and offered the same. They said, "We will serve the Lord." May we all be so sure of our devotion, so committed to our belief, and so strong to answer this day and all.